Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A 40-year-old during a shooting in southwestern Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, left four people dead and two others injured last night. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a news conference the suspect was armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a bulletproof vest. All of the victims in the rampage were males.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did. They showed up. I can't even describe the level of bravery and courage that was shown, not in addition to the restraint that was also shown here. We unfortunately have six victims here, but it could have been more.
The United States Secret Service is reporting a white powder was found in the White House West Wing over the weekend. Per their protocol, an emergency hazardous material call went out to the Washington, D.C. Fire Department. The substance is now in the lab for further analysis. White House correspondent James Rosen said officials believe the substance is cocaine hydrochloride, a hazardous material often used as a local anesthetic. China and Honduras started talks over a free trade pact yesterday. Last month, Beijing approved Honduran imports of bananas, coffee, and shrimp. The start of trade negotiations comes after Honduras broke off its longstanding ties with Taiwan back in March and began relations with mainland China. China's deputy trade minister will visit Honduras July 6th through the 8th. Actor Robert De Niro says he's deeply distressed by the sudden death of his 19-year-old grandson. His daughter, Drena De Niro, said her son, Leandro, was found dead in a lower Manhattan apartment yesterday morning. Police said his friend went to check in on him after not hearing from him for several days. Police are investigating the death as a possible overdose. Happy 4th of July. America is officially 247 years old. USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One option has been removed for thrill seekers in North Carolina this 4th of July.
An amusement park's newest roller coaster is sidelined after a crack was spotted in a support beam. The park said safety is their top priority. As part of regular protocols, all rides undergo daily inspections to ensure their proper functioning and structural integrity. Fury 325 is a giga coaster, catapulting riders up to 325 feet and as fast as 95 miles per hour. The park said the ride will remain shut until repairs are completed. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Three black and Latino groups say Harvard's consideration of legacies and donors in the admissions process violates the Civil Rights Act. A complaint filed yesterday with the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights argues that giving preference to legacies and donors admits predominantly white students while excluding non-white applicants. The complaint comes just days after the Supreme Court ruled that using race when determining admissions is unconstitutional, effectively ending affirmative action. The Israeli military yesterday deployed hundreds of soldiers and launched air attacks on the occupied West Bank city of Jenin, killing at least eight Palestinians and vowing to continue the operation for as long as it takes. Israel claims several attacks against Israeli citizens have been planned and launched from Jenin. Celebrate safe this 4th of July. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Happy 4th of July to you. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I was really taken aback in terms of the level of patriotism and what the numbers are saying. And you can take polling numbers as you want and for what they're worth, but it gives you some kind of indication, without having any information at all. It does give you an indication of what what's happening in our country. I mean, only 39% of our country has any regard, for things of America and patriotism. And so then you say, well, wait a minute, how did we get here? Somehow we've missed out on what the true meaning of the 4th of July is all about. I mean, you see these different shows and they'll take a man on the street and ask people, some certain, basic civic questions, and they have no understanding. See, and this is not good. This is not good on many levels, because as you know, on this show, it has been about, look at upping the game here. This idea of a low information voter, this is unacceptable. This is what gets you the leadership that we have here in America today. We elect people that are more interested in themselves. They want to choose things for the country that are deleterious, clearly, that put our national security in jeopardy, that, continue to do nothing about the debt other than increase the debt and make us even that much more beholden. And you learned that as a kid, maybe the first job that you were in and when you first started getting involved with, the free enterprise system and realizing that, hey, look, you had to start to make choices as to what parties you could go to or what you had to do. You could either go to work or do something else. But if you didn't go to work, then, forget about doing something else, right? So we learned that. But yet in our government, somehow they don't get that. And this is what is so astounding. And we continue to allow them to run amok, run up a tab, and it's beyond us. And it's even beyond our kids. It's now our great-grandkids, down to our great-grandkids, the kind of liability, the way it's being pushed off. But see, this is what ignorance gets you. And guess what? There are the ruling elites that want you to stay ignorant, because they understand if they can dumb everybody down and make us, more or less compliant, depending, but most of the country compliant, well, then there's, and of course this partisan divide, it's about those Republicans. Look what those Republicans did. They deprived me of getting my tuition paid for. Those awful Republicans. It wasn't the Republicans, sweetheart. It wasn't the Republicans. You had a Democrat president that had no business making that offer in the first place. And the thing was that was so disingenuous and which upsets me, even from your standpoint, is that here you're led to believe that that's possible. Okay? And here you've been told all along by the media, social media oligarchs, everything, what you should believe. Okay? And how many times have they disappointed you? Whether it had to do with COVID, whether it had to do with an open border, which may or may not have affected you, and roughly about 40% of the country, you know, are kids that have graduated from, you know, college thinking, oh, I'm going to get this big break. And Uncle Joe, what he did, and you got to see this, the reason he put that out there, to buy your vote. And guess what? He got your vote. You gave it to him because he said this is what he was going to do for you. So what happens now? 2 years later, it's not like you can take your vote back, right? But, you know, and this is the normal, this is the normal playbook for the Democrats. They lay it out there, they buy the vote, and whenever they can, of course, they will use our treasury. This is how we get to $32 trillion in debt. When you look at it, you know, it would be interesting. It would be fascinating to be able to break those numbers down. And we've got some number experts, you know, who participate in the show. And maybe that's the challenge I will give them next time they come on, is that, okay, break down the debt. Of the debt that's there, how much of it actually went to the subject that it was supposed to do? You know, did it accomplish its mission? And of that debt, how much was for party favors? You know, for political debts being paid off. Be interesting to know. And I would probably say, it's just roughly, based on my understanding and what I've observed and studied, I'd say you'd be hard-pressed to get higher than, and I'll round it up. And I want to say lower, but I'll say at least 25% of that debt is legitimate. The rest of it has just been there to pay off, you know, debts. Like Barack Obama said, remember he talked about, oh, those shovel-ready jobs, and then he laughed about it. Oh, I guess they weren't so shovel-ready after all. Really, you laughed about the waste of the people's money. How irresponsible. You are the president of the United States, and you just giggle it off? No wonder Kamala Harris, you know, giggles about everything. She's following your lead. You trained her how to do this. You know, and speaking of Kamala Harris, I tweeted out last night and probably get in trouble for it, was that, you know, you think of Kamala Harris and where she is right now and the Democrats, they're weary, you know, can Joe Biden last, you know, the remainder of this current term? Can he last? I mean, is his mental acuity becoming just so obvious that something has to be done? Or are they just going to drag him, you know, across the finish line like Bernie's weekend, right? And it scares people. It really does. I mean, to think, oh, my gosh, you know, here is the first woman president, you know, that, I mean, she's closer every day. She's closer and closer to becoming that. And she's the least like vice president, I think, in the modern era. Because, you know, she just doesn't make it. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, Kamala Harris is either there as vice president because of affirmative action. Interesting, right? You know, we're talking affirmative action. Here we've got a vice president who is a vice president of the United States because of affirmative action, because Joe Biden, you know, declared it. Now, I'm going to have a black woman, you know, going to be my vice president. Got to check that box. Well, they got that. That's affirmative action. Or is it an act of Peter Principle? I think in Joe Biden's case, certainly, you know, the Peter Principle comes into place if you're familiar with that. Basically, the idea is that, you know, the theory is that you can get promoted to your point, you know, to the point of your least significance and least qualification. And this is what happens in organizations, is people just get promoted up. Eventually they get out, but it's so instead of going down, they go up, which is amazing because their qualifications and what they've done doesn't really demonstrate that they've earned a promotion, but it's just, you know, time and service, so to speak. And they don't go down, they just go up, and then finally they disappear. But meanwhile, while they're in those positions, everybody else is suffering, kind of like what we're doing right now here in America under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. and the Democratic Party, I might said. And, you know, I'm sorry, it sounds partisan, forgive me. On 4th of July, we should be nonpartisan, so extend some grace for me. I ask for your forgiveness. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. I'm going to play a little medley here in honor of those that served in the military that have so honored us that we honor them in exchange. It is our love back to you for all that you've done for us and for liberty on this 4th of July. I will tell you up front, we need to update our medley because what is going to be missing, you're going to notice it, so I'll tell you up front. Semper Supra. Yeah, I bet you didn't remember that, did you? Semper Supra, that is the official song of the United States Space Force, which was, I guess, officially entered in and accepted in September of last year. And so we've got to update our medley. But right now, for all our military, we're going to salute the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard in that order, followed by our acknowledgement of Semper Supra from the U.S. Space Force. Okay? Strike up the band.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Headsets. Okay. All right. Well, there it is for you. A salute to our military, and I promise, hopefully before this segment's over, Engineer Brad's going to be able to, you know, get up the official song for the U.S. Space Force, just so that we have it all wrapped up. But as we were saying earlier, look, ignorance is not bliss, especially when it comes to our country. And what's hanging in the balance here? A free America, based on our U.S. Constitution. Again, I keep saying to you, put the hot dog down for a minute, would you? I mean, enjoy the time with your family. Put the hot dog down for a minute. Do yourself a favor. Read the Constitution. Okay, something that the kids aren't reading in school today. They're not being taught it, as John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute says continuously. And we say this because we want to point out the reality. This is why people are so ignorant about what's going on. Okay, there's a survey poll that was just done recently of 1,000 U.S. respondents, 1,000, okay? And the simple question is, what does July the 4th mean? Okay, pretty academic. I think you learned that in kindergarten, right? Kindergarten. Somehow that's being omitted from the curriculum because the kids got to learn about pronouns. They got to learn about all this other sex stuff. But forget about, you know, important things like civics and government and July the 4th. Believe it or not, only 59% of the 1,000 respondents, only 59% could give the correct answer. What is the meaning of July 4th and what it represents? The signing of the Declaration of Independence. That is the answer. Okay. It says, although 41% got the question wrong, 22% came close choosing the establishment of the United States as an independent nation. Okay, close but no cigar. All right? And similarly, only 45% correctly answered the very first organized celebration of independence took place, 1777, a year after the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776. Just a little, just a couple nuggets here, so that when you sit around with the family and you happen to talk about 4th of July and why it's so meaningful, you kind of can, you know, pull it together and say, okay, that kind of makes sense. I'll leave you a little bonus question here, and then you can put it out there amongst your group. Ask them what three significant, you know, presidents and officials of the early founding of the Constitution that were there, our founding fathers during the Revolutionary War and all, what three died on the same day? And what was that day that they all died on? Okay, that's a little bonus question that you can use. But anyway, getting back to my earlier point, and people who have followed this this recommendation, you know, they call me or they'll email me at bill@billmartinezlive.com and say, Bill, I'm so glad we did this. This is so cool. I mean, everybody was blessed. It just takes a couple of minutes. You know, put the hot dog down for just a minute with everybody and say, hey, let's read the Constitution. You know, and if you really are into it, as a bonus, you know, you can read the Declaration of Independence as well. I'll tell you, there's a lot of people in our government right now who would not want you to read the Declaration of Independence because they think, oh, my goodness. A lot about what the Declaration of Independence responds to, it's almost how there's nothing new under the sun, as the Bible says, and how we go in circles. And it cycles back. And right now, a lot of the complaints that everyday Americans are finding themselves with here in America today, wow, you read and you go, whoa, it's not much difference, you know, than it was, you know, a couple hundred years ago. Deja vu, one more time again. It's back, and here we are dealing with it. See, but this is why it's imperative for we the people. Three most important words in the Constitution, we the people. Okay, it really commands us to get involved. You can't sit there with your heels up or checked out and say, okay, I'm going to let somebody else do it. Well, they'll do it, and look what they'll do for you. They'll put you in debt. $32 trillion, and you think, okay, well, I'm not to worry about it. I'm, you know, I'll be dead by the time, you know, that bill is due. Well, let me tell you, the bill is due right now. We're paying for it now, whether you realize it. It may not, you know, affect you directly because it falls in that big black hole called the U.S. Treasury, which is our taxes that the government continues to rip us off for, right? Because they don't do anything. They don't create anything. They just take our money. And they figure out, you know, in their geniusness, right, according to Nancy Pelosi, they're just such brilliant people that they know better to, you know, they know better to do with our money than we do. Oh, yeah, right. You get us in endless wars. You leave open a border. You spend our money on non-citizens. You get us deeper in debt. You compromise our national security. You surrender our energy sector. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you guys are brilliant. We need to let you continue to run. Then we have a pandemic, and then you lie to us about the pandemic. We know you're lying to us. And now 2.5 years later, we all start to find out and realize, well, imagine, they actually were lying to us. Well, no kidding, they were lying to us. Well, Brad, do we have the U.S. Space Force song up? Oh, here we go. So now we got everybody covered. Listen to it. We got everybody covered, huh? We got everyone. We got the Army, we had the Navy, we got the Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and of course now the U.S. Space Force.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. A 40-year-old suspect is in custody after a shooting in southwestern Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, left four people dead and two others injured last night. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a news conference the suspect was armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a bulletproof vest. All of the victims in the rampage were males.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did. They showed, I can't even describe the level of bravery and courage that was shown, not in addition to the restraint that was also shown here.
Actor Robert De Niro says he's deeply distressed by the sudden death of his 19-year-old grandson. His daughter, Drena De Niro, said her son, Leandro, was found dead in a lower Manhattan apartment yesterday morning. Police said his friend went to check in on him after not hearing from him for several days. Police are investigating the death as a possible overdose. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You know, it's kind of amazing when you think about this, that here we are, the land of the free, home of the brave. And when you got so many in this country that don't even know what July 4th is all about, you know, according to that that poll of 1,000 people, what, 59%? Only 59%. Is it any wonder that we are in the trouble that we're in? Because the nature of liberty and the nature of this great American idea, it's all listed in our Declaration and Constitution. And unfortunately, our educational system is not teaching it. People are ignorant. But these are things also that parents, mom and dads, you must be responsible as well to teach your children. And much like the Bible talks about, you know, the things that we should be teaching our kids when we rise in the morning, when we're walking with them in the afternoon, when we're at dinner time, we talk about these things. We should talk about the importance of being free and this light on a hill that is represented by this great American idea, and why millions of people would love to flood this country and be a part of the opportunity that's here. Happy 4th of July to you, nonetheless. Jason Shepherd joins us now, and Jason is the founder of Wimkin Social Media, an entrepreneur and a free speech advocate. Jason, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. Happy Independence Day to you and all your listeners.
Well, amen. Are you as distressed as I am? I say distressed. I'm frustrated that we have fellow Americans here that are partaking of the bounty of the riches of this country, and they know so little about it. It's no wonder they feel aggrieved and they buy in to this narrative, this false narrative out there that somehow America is evil.
Yes, I am 100% in agreement with you. To be quite honest with you, I mean, it's hard to actually say it in the right, I guess, element here, because you don't want to call people, you know, blatantly ignorant, but that's kind of what you see, you know, on the socialist aspect of things. And you see influencers out there saying that, you know, America is dead. America is, you know, trash. Actually, somebody put up recently that I think it was a WNBA star Yeah. And, you know, it blows my mind here, you know, with the affirmative action backlash we're seeing and things. America was founded upon hard work and merit, not skin color, not, you know, socialist ideals.
Mm. Well, and the thing is, you have elected officials. I mean, listen to the response of Ocasio-Cortez, you know, what she had to say. I mean, she was so upset because decisions didn't come out her way, which, you know, she was almost arguing against herself if you really thought about it. But she doesn't really think about it. She just, you know, she's an influencer, but she's influencing people in all the wrong directions. Because I don't believe that they come away from any time with her. I mean, I've seen her, you know, like she'll have a town hall meeting and she's sitting there dancing and trying to be all cute and, you know, doing the things that she does. But it's like you don't come out of that meeting and go, gosh, boy, that was time well spent. And I am much better as a result of that time with her. No, I feel just the opposite and frustrated and thinking, what the heck am I doing? Why are we paying this gal $170,000 a year and she has no clue? She doesn't even, I don't, you know, Jason, I think what Leader McCarthy ought to do and McConnell, of course, if the Senate ever got into agreement on one thing, that would be surprising. But nonetheless, I think they ought to make it mandatory that they open up each session with a reading of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. To be reminded, beyond just saying, hey, we put our hand on the Bible and we say we're going to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign, domestic. We're actually going to read it and maybe even have its own little signing like our founding fathers did. And quite a bit different, because when you sign today, you're not in the pernicious territory that the founding fathers were and what they had to surrender. They put their life, their treasure, their honor, everything. I mean, it was a death sentence when they signed that document.
No, I'm absolutely agree with you. And that's a great idea, Bill. I mean, to be honest with you, maybe anybody actually running or is nominated by, you know, any party here should actually have to go, you know, under some type of ceremony like that, or at least some type of study course, or maybe even be tested upon it to actually have that ability to run, if you know what I mean.
Well, these knuckleheads, they don't even read the bills that come across their desk. So, you know, like what? They couldn't spend, you know, what is it, maybe 10 minutes, if that, to read the Constitution of the United States? You know, but it's pretty bad when you can put up all the elected officials and I'll get the last group of people that were just, you know, brought into the country, that officially earned their citizenship, and I will put them, you know, head-to-head a history test, and guess who's going to kick butt?
Definitely the legal immigrants, that's for sure.
The new legal immigrants against our elected officials. And just that, I mean, really think about it. You know, how real is that? I mean, am I just being, you know, hyperbolic here? And there's, you know, that there's no way that our elected officials would know better than the illegal immigrants? Oh, my goodness, I would dare to put that challenge out there.
Well, I mean, I've seen the naturalization test, and that's a really good idea, Bill. We should start a petition for this because, you know, I believe you 100%. You know, we've seen in pop culture, this is in movies and other things of that nature as well. I think you're 100% right. I think they would score probably 90 percentile above elected officials on that.
Yeah, but that's, you know, and that's sad because here they are, and this is why they get all upset. I mean, the Supreme Court gives you a ruling based on the Constitution, and they come out and speak, and they tell you exactly how ignorant they are. I'm talking elected officials like AOC and others that spout off about this stuff and going, wait a minute. I mean, you scare me that what you're spouting off here has no connection with the intellect, much less a clear understanding, and you as an elected official should have, above everybody else, I would think, an understanding of the Constitution, whether it is the Dobbs decision, whether it's affirmative action, whether it is about freedom of speech and freedom of expressing your religion. These are all tenets in the Constitution. And for you to say, you know, from an arm of the government, okay, to send a salvo into the Supreme Court like that is unconscionable. I mean, to me, that is oppressive. That is totalitarian. to make those kind of statements and threaten the Supreme Court, you know, with, you know, impeachment because you didn't like the decision, which clearly the decision they made is connected to constitutional principles. There's not, this isn't opinion. I mean, look at, hey, the pitch went from the pitcher's hand, it crossed the plate, it's a pick and strike. Okay, it's, everybody knows it's a strike except you. What's wrong with you? And you're an elected official? Boy, I'll tell you what, if you were my representative, man, I'd want to unleash you. I'd you're fired, you know, in my humble opinion.
That's one of the reasons, too. If you look at her district and other parts of New York, obviously, people are leaving it in droves. And there's no end in sight for it. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and speak on her intelligence. I mean, I've seen every meme under the sun. I know she was a past bartender. I know New York and other areas, obviously, they elect based upon electability, popularity, and maybe in their district more than any others appear. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that she's done anything for that area other than get people that, you know, good, hardworking people that realize that this is really going downhill very, very fast. But, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't even think she... I guarantee you she probably understands the impeachment process just a little bit more than she does constitutional law because her comments are absolutely insane. And if you recall, you know, Chuck Schumer openly on stairs of the Supreme Court
exactly.
you know, threatened officials. So, I mean, I don't know what happens to the Democratic Party. I know they're not held in the same fire that, you know, obviously conservatives will be if they said something of that nature, but it has to stop. I mean, if they're the party of unity, as they say, what are they doing?
Yeah. Well, they're not the party of unity. They're liars. That's really what it is. I mean, that's fairly well documented that they're liars. And it just has to be, you know, come to the point, Jason, that we, the people, finally say, you know what? It's unacceptable. It's not cute anymore. You know, we expect better from our elected officials. I mean, we're paying you $170,000, $180,000 a year, plus all the other benefits and breaks you get. And I'm not even going to talk about insider trading and the cheating that you do that allows you to become multi-gazillionaires on the other side of your supposed alleged service to our country. You know, it's like, okay, answer me this. Who's being served, we or you? By application and proof, it looks like you're happy to serve yourself and not the constituents who voted you in. We've got more from Jason after this. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're celebrating 4th of July, okay? Fireworks, everything. We've had all the music, and we're blessed to have Jason Shepherd with us. He's the founder of Wimkin Social Media. What a success record. Jason, for you to do this, I mean, you have been a serial entrepreneur in a sense, and in this genre, you understand it, and you've been able to make this work. What is it that you've been able to do that most of us don't understand about the power of social media and why we need to, you know, embrace this new frontier?
Well, that's a good question, Bill. To be honest with you, I mean, it's not been an easy, it's not been easy to bring along. You know, first and foremost, we were 4 months in the app stores before we were banned. We were blamed for the alleged insurrection. We were banned 3 days after Parler. At that point in time, we were number one in popularity on both app stores in terms of how many times we're being downloaded. And, you know, following that, we had an 8-month legal battle with them. They wanted us to essentially let them dictate what was shown on our platform. We said, no, that's not going to be a possibility. So we fought them for 8 months, and all we ended up conceding was we took uncensored out of our name, because the only thing you cannot do on Wimkin is you cannot upload pornography. You cannot post anything with nudity and anything with any type of criminal element. That is basically all of, you know, that's our three roles right there. And right. I think that's what sets us apart. And, you know, other free speech platforms, which, you know, again, they're all near and dear to my heart because they are, you know, advocating for free speech and they're upholding, you know, what I believe is everyone's constitutional right to the First Amendment. But Wimkin is built like Facebook. Almost every single feature that Facebook has, we have, including unlimited video chat. We have a built-in messenger system that you can, you know, talk to your friends across the world via video. We have up to 20 people you can have in a group chat, so you can use it as a Skype or Zoom for businesses. We have live streaming. You know, you can live stream your TV show. You can live stream your podcast there. You can live stream your radio show if you wanted to there. And we also allow 50 gigabyte uploads. You know, when you go to the True Socials and the Getters, I don't believe you can get unless you really shrink that video size, you really can't get more than a 6-minute video up there.
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
you know,
you're right.
It's very hard for people to get their message across. And I really believe that's why we were hit so hard with by the app stores first and foremost. And secondly,
you were too freedom oriented, Jason. Shame on you.
That's the thing. And then, you know, we were hit with two demands from, Benny Thompson himself in terms of, you know, the select committee and, demanding every single piece of information on every person that we had on our platform at that point in time. And then, you know, a J6 select committee from the US DOJ subpoena. So, you know, we can't cooperate with them. We have encrypted messenger. We don't take people's credit card information. You know, I basically had to tell the government, if you want that information, you can come onto the platform and get it yourself. It, whatever there is public, anything else in the back end, we don't have access to. And that's the way I think social media should be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, and this is something that is needed. Now, let me ask you, what is your response to Elon Musk throttling down some of the access and the amount of tweets that go on? What's your observation on that? Because that is starting to, be talked about.
Sure. I don't know why he's doing that, to be honest with you, but I can't answer. I don't know why he's doing anything that he's doing, to be quite honest with you. I mean, hiring Linda Yaccarino, coming from NBC Universal, and, you know, for the last 4 years of her career, it probably goes with the territory because she's selling, you know, television ads. But, you know, she's basically said social media ads are pointless. And then, you know, when she meets Musk four months before she's hired at a kind of a town hall type meeting, she was interviewing him. You know, she says you have to moderate your content. You have to, you're losing all your advertisers right now because you're allowing free speech. And this is who he hires as his CEO. So for me to answer that, I don't know what he's doing. I mean, obviously, from what I understand, they're still not paying their rent. So I have no idea what's going on in that company. And, you know, maybe it's the fact that the FBI is not in there anymore and not paying them the millions of dollars they were paying to have access to this.
Yeah, possibly. Well, and the thing is, you bring up a good point here, is that, you know, Linda Yaccarino, you know, Dylan Mulvaney, those that have influenced corporate America into this DEI concept. I mean, this billions of dollars are vaporing, Jason. And, you know, and here you got Bud Light at, what, $20 billion and counting, and they're finally realizing, going, God, we got to stop the bleeding. You know, they fired people. They've disassociated themselves from film, but the damage is already done. And this is the issue. I mean, for me, I've been in marketing most of my life. Brands are critical. I have been blessed in my experience to develop three brands. Okay. And I know how precious and, you know, that is, and why you have to really, you know, just, you know, be so considerate of it and protective of a brand. And the recklessness of today, I mean, and it's not like, you know, it's not like Bud Light didn't have any background. I mean, look what happened to the NFL with Colin Kaepernick. Like, all of a sudden, you know, like the NFL's popularity went, no, it went in the wrong direction. Disney loses $40 billion overnight. You have all these things saying that people aren't buying into DEI. They're disgusted with this deal, this attack on parents and our children and grooming our kids. It's all tied into this doctrine here. And these corporate businesses have better run away from it, regardless of what the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab would want them to believe. Because even, I think, even BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, the holy trinity of these corporate entities, are realizing that this is unsustainable. Because at the end of the day, it's still about profit, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. And you know what? It's kind of interesting that you brought up Kaepernick because, you know, it seems like obviously all the woke side of things, and you had some military saying, you know, he has the right to do that, obviously, because that's what we fight for. But, you know, he hasn't come back into the league since. And, you know, you have to look at that sort of as a silent majority in terms of ownership and in the way the league is run, because I think it seems like the NFL is learning their lesson and they're going only so far now with, you know, the pride events and things of that nature. And that's one thing. I mean, the NFL makes money. There's no doubt about that. It's by far the number one sport in terms of revenue in the United States. But, you know, you do look at these things with and you brought up World Economic Forum ties. And that's, again, Linda Yaccarino was on that board for many years. And, you know, you just have to kind of connect the dots here. And I think you're right. I believe these individuals and these companies are starting to realize that it's truly unsustainable. And let's get back to common sense. Let's get back to actually, you know, kind of the family unit again, and let's get some advertising. I mean, you still see Ford and other people, other companies doing some pretty wild things right now. But, you know, I just don't think that market's going to be able to be capitalized on much longer.
Right. Exactly. Well, and what's hanging in the balance of all this, Jason, is we the people. this is why we have to be smart. You know, Rush Limbaugh in his years, you know, talked about the low information voter. And when I remember when he first said that, it kind of grieved me. I thought, are you insulting people? But, you know, as I have grown in this industry and have seen what's happening and what's happened to our government, he was spot on, is that we have been dumbed down. There have been so many forces that have purposely have dumbed down, you know, whether it's our educational system, you know, from university level all the way down to kindergarten. It seems that there's been a pervasive and an intentional movement to stupefy, if I can make up a word here, to make us stupid,
yeah.
You know? And it's like, well, I'm trying to get America to say, wait a minute, we're not this dumb. I mean, you don't want a life of mediocrity. And if you can tell me, of all these socialists and Bernie and the rest of the group and AOC can get there and say, okay, let me tell you where socialism worked in the history of man. And if we follow and do what they do, look at how much better. There's not one. Every country, everybody that tried it, what you have left in its wake is the devastation of humanity. Millions of people have died at the hands of isms. And so now we're going to surrender the best form of government on planet Earth for a theory and an idea of all people. Bernie Sanders, like he had the pandemic right. Oh, let's listen to him because he was so good during the pandemic. And Dr. Fauci and the rest of these knuckleheads and the WHO, which Joe Biden's working in some dark room somewhere, some, you know, sidebar agreement to surrender our sovereignty to the WHO so that the next pandemic that comes up, and then at that point, once that happens, everything becomes a pandemic, they will have complete control, and we have no remedy. There's nothing we can go to with our elected officials. Everything will go to the WHO. Remember, WHO was the one that Facebook and Zuckerberg said, well, if the WHO hasn't approved what you said about COVID, you're canceled. This happened to us several times because we were stupid enough to involve doctors who were out there saving people's lives with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and keeping people away from remdesivir and off of ventilators that was killing people. So shame on us for doing that, right?
I totally understand. I've had 3 YouTube accounts taken down, and you know, Wendy Bells was taken down. You know, you have, you know, legitimate in good standing with state boards and their state licensure. You have doctors come on shows like this, and they state their opinion. I mean, they are literally a doctor. Then you have the 19 or 20 year old non clinical YouTube fact checker sitting somewhere in California, shutting these things down based on a policy based on the WHO. And,
right.
You know, if you remember, which I'm sure you do, very early on, not so much early on in the pandemic, but, you know, early enough on in the pandemic, Trump cut ties with the WHO. And
yes.
I think that was applauded around the world and around certainly at least conservatives in the country, because I think we all saw what was going on. And, you know, before I started Wimkin, I worked in a very large insurance company as well as on the clinical side for...
Jason Shepard, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Look forward to having you back.
I'm a
Take
former
care.
CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we